This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out on vacation. He'll be back with us, tomorrow, I think, on the next edition of the program, the big return of Doug Stephan. We need to cut a promo, ladies. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen all holding down the fort. And a lot of attention has been paid, of course, this is the understatement of the year, to all of the sexual allegations coming out about misconduct, abuse, even rape in Hollywood specifically. This is filtered out to all different industries, including politics and the industries that you probably work in, that you're going to your job in every single day. However, it seems that Hollywood has taken the brunt of this latest round of accusations. And one of the targets of these scandals was Kevin Spacey. He's, of course, a great actor. He's known for his role as Frank Underwood on House of Cards. And over the last several weeks, there have been a couple of men who were very young at the time, 14 years old for both of the accounts, it seems, that Kevin Spacey was trying to either force himself on or have a relationship with as an older man in his 20s. And that just kicked off all of the stories surrounding Kevin Spacey during his career, these accusations of not only intimidation, but even in some cases rape. So that has caused the Netflix company to put an end to his TV series House of Cards. Now, if that's indeed the direction that producers go, it seems that this will cost 2,000 jobs alone in the Baltimore area. And I don't think we realize some of the side effects of all this. Of course, we have the scandal surrounding Kevin Spacey, but when he goes down, this impacts so many other innocent people. House of Cards for 5 seasons has been filmed in and around Baltimore. It's one of the state's biggest productions. The crew members say the show helps the city's economy, not just those who work on set. And there are local businesses that are benefiting from a major studio production being in town. You've got caterers, dry cleaners, transportation companies that will all be affected about the closing down of the show. The Emmy-winning series has proved to be a boon to the state of Maryland, where recognizable landmarks have made their way into the House of Cards episodes, like Patterson Park in southeast Baltimore. That's a place where Frank Underwood likes to ride his bike. The Baltimore County Historic Courthouse in Towson has subbed for the halls of Congress, and viewers can venture in to nearby Cafe Cunningham's to see the site where the character Seth Grayson takes a meeting in season 5. So people are seeing these landmarks as part of the House of Cards series. This is helping tourism in that area. And of course, the loss of jobs is also going to be felt. And this is the punishment that happens that is, you know, obviously probably deserved in the case of Kevin Spacey. These are all allegations, but it seems that there's a lot of smoke around him. But we don't even think about the collateral damage that also gets affected by these kinds of things.
I mean, it's true. $129 million went to Maryland's economy in the form of purchased goods and services, and that was just for season 5 alone of House of Cards. That's incredible. 1,700 Maryland businesses and 1,800 local actors and crew and extras were all hired for this show. This is, I mean, I know when we first talked about the show getting canceled, I think I said something like, oh, well, I'm sure there's probably a couple hundred members of the cast and crew that would be affected by this. And
yeah, I had no idea. An understatement.
Yeah, I had no idea it would be in the number in the thousands. And, you know, the state actually has awarded $60 million in tax credits to House of Cards over the years, which is always an incentive, like in New York or wherever you film. There are always tax incentives that go to the production companies for, you know, keeping their business locally wherever they are filming because of things like this, because it is such a boon to the local economy. So I think I think in light of a lot of this kind of stuff coming out and knowing how many lives are affected by one person, Kevin Spacey's horrible actions, I don't think it'll be surprising if we do see that they decide to do one more season and just, you know, write his character completely out and have Robin Wright's character, who's already the president currently on the show, and just have her take over the whole show for one more season. She's certainly a capable actress. I'm a big fan of hers, and people who are fans of this show think that she can carry it no problem. So I hope that it doesn't get canceled, you know, just for the sake of all of these people.
Yeah, that seems like the most reasonable solution up to this point. And, you know, I saw people talking about it online and whether, you know, with shows like this where the main person on it has been accused of something so horrible like this, whether we should, you know, morally continue watching shows. And I don't think we should punish everyone else because mm-hmm. of one person's actions. And, you know, it actually, if they were to have Robin Wright as the helm of it with no Kevin Spacey, I would, you know, this is a show I've never watched before, but I would kind of be interested in tuning in
right,
to see how it
too.
Goes. And I think that a lot of people would feel that way. And,
yep.
you know, obviously the state of Maryland was going to lose this revenue at some point. The show is not going to go on forever. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just such a shock to the system and the economy to lose such a big thing out of nowhere and, you know, without anyone having any preparation. So I think if they do one more season, you know, it gives people time to go out and find another job or find other clients or something. And it's not, you know, just suddenly ripped out of their hands without any control over it.
Yeah. It's a great point. And there's many other allegations that have been coming to the table, not even ones that are after these big stars like Kevin Spacey, but a new star, Ed Westwick, was named in an investigation that the LAPD is looking into. And this followed a detailed Facebook post from an actress, Christina Cohen is her name. She's accused Ed Westwick, best known, he played Chuck Bass on the TV series Gossip Girl, which had a huge cult following. She accused him of raping her 3 years ago. A man she was dating at the time, who was a producer, allegedly brought her to Ed Westwick's house where he allegedly raped her. In this Facebook post, Christina Cohen refers to the man she was dating as the producer and said at one point Ed Westwick has suggested they all have sex together, and she said no, she felt uncomfortable, she wanted to leave the house. Somehow the two men convinced her to go take a nap at Ed Westwick's house. So she's laying there trying to sleep, and that's when she woke up to him already on top of her and attacking her. Now the LAPD looking into these claims. And ladies, it's hard to imagine. I mean, everybody's jumping on now with their Me Too stories, but that doesn't necessarily discount that these things may have very well happened, and mm-hmm. the LAPD specifically and the New York PD are really overwhelmed with looking into all of these allegations.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, this is an especially bizarre story. She basically, as the story comes out more, it turns out she did tell people, because people always say, well, why didn't she say anything? It happened 3 years ago. Well, her mother was dying of cancer, and her mother actually apparently passed away just a few months after this rape happened. She said she did not have the support system or the mental capacity to deal with the aftermath of a rape on top of losing her mother. So that, to me, makes a lot of sense why she would have put this on the back burner of her mind until now all these other allegations are coming out and she felt emboldened to share her story. There are a lot of weird details in this. Ed Westwick released a statement yesterday saying, I do not know this woman. And I have never forced myself on anyone. I have never raped anyone. And so it's just such a black and white, he said, she said. So we'll have to just see how it turns out. But it's such a bizarre story.
I will be very interested. And both Victoria and I have watched Gossip Girl. So this is someone that, like, has been on our radar. I will be very interested to see if any other stories come out. Because I think in a situation like this, it's normally not a one-time thing.
Right,
like,
exactly.
If someone is okay with, you know, attacking someone while they're taking a nap and forcing themselves on them, I don't think it's something that you just do once. I think it's something that you do to multiple people. So,
yep.
Yeah,
it's true.
Definitely a predator at that point. So we'll see if any other stories come out and what the LAPD investigation will find. Sometimes it's hard, though. You don't have the forensic evidence that you could if it was reported to law enforcement within the first 24 hours of the attack. All right. Also in the same vein, the LAPD investigating a pedophile ring. Corey Feldman at the center of this one. We've got the story for you next. It's a DJV show at 15 minutes past the hour.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Guys, come into JCPenney and get ready for the holiday season. Wednesday through Saturday, select Dockers signature khakis are just $36.99. Or get 50% off select Arizona and St. John's Bay apparel. Plus, get $10 off with coupon when you spend $25 or more on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. Hurry in. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Coupon valid 11/8 to 11/12. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at JCP.com for details.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, ladies, one of the people at the center of this sexual abuse controversy in Hollywood is Corey Feldman, who was a child star along with Corey Haim. The two of them were partnered up and put into several movies together. Corey Feldman for years has said that he was a victim of sexual abuse from adults as he was a young child star. And not a lot of people paid a lot of attention to Corey Feldman because he promised he was going to name names in his book. He didn't. He promised he was going to name names. And then he decided to crowdfund for a movie where he'd release the name. So a lot of people kind of wrote him off as an opportunist. Well, now he is naming names. And he said that the person or one of the people that molested him as a kid was an actor named John Grissom, who was in several of the movies with Corey Feldman and Corey Haim. Now the LAPD is coming out and confirming that they're actually investigating this Hollywood pedophile ring after Corey Feldman finally filed a formal report. He announced on Twitter that he had formally filed a police report with the LAPD about being molested as a minor. He said the LAPD will begin an official investigation now. Things are heating up. I'm praying for safety. The LAPD confirmed that they were investigating his claims to the Daily Mail and other sources. And Corey Feldman for a long time said that the reason he hadn't named names is that he had been threatened for years and years and years, and he was afraid, literally afraid for his life, for the information that he held about this pedophile ring in Hollywood.
And it's interesting, apparently he was on the Dr. Oz show and I guess talked all about this and named John Grissom, who's an actor, but Grissom was also arrested in 2001 on child molestation charges. So Corey's already, like, I mean, that's pretty plausible that this is the guy who also abused him. And apparently this guy Grissom was found guilty and served time in prison. So, I mean, it's...
He also accused his former talent agent, Marty Weiss, who is a convicted sex offender, too. So I don't think he's too far off base here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just happy people are finally taking him seriously.
Yeah, a lot of times he said that he would try to tell people, and he was even interviewed by Santa Barbara police, but at that point they were so interested in having him come out and say, give some kind of incriminating evidence about Michael Jackson, whom he had a friendship with, that they overlooked some of the other names that he had given them. So now LAPD investigating this possible pedophile ring in Hollywood. It's 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, you laugh?
Yes! Medicare is such a maze!
United Healthcare can help!
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in! Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Star of the My Little Pony movie. I'm not even kidding. See ya.
So yeah, you're right, I forgot about that.
If you, like me, had to go see the My Little Pony movie, it was cute. But there was a Sia pony who was like the pop star. It was very funny. She had these crazy hair and all of that. Now, Sia may not want you to see her face. You know, she is known as the pop star with a beautiful voice who wears all of that hair in front of her face. Many times it's different colors. She's apparently not as shy about you seeing her other parts, however, because this singer, who usually performs without wig, obscuring part of her face, on Monday shared an image she said was of her nude. Someone is apparently trying to sell naked photos of me to my fans, Sia wrote in the caption of the photo, which shows a naked woman from the rear. Save your money. Here it is for free. Every day is Christmas. Every day of Christmas is also the name of her album. Sia said last year that the effort to hide her face evolved from self-protection. She said it was not about having to deal with the unfairness of being a pop star, not having to worry about camera angles, catching your double chin. Everybody in the entertainment industry is insecure. So Sia said, look, you got these pictures? Here you go, bam, and she sent out her nudes to all of social media.
Can someone explain to me what fans are buying nude pictures of celebrities? And this is like, Sia looks great, I think, but like this is a, you know, kind of cellulite-y picture of her butt. So I'm just like, who's buying that?
I don't know. I think when they say they're trying to sell to fans, they're really just trying to sell to tabloids. But I'm good for her. You know, get out ahead of it. I think she's awesome. This is definitely the way to deal with these types of situations.
Yep. You just nip it in the butt, really, right?
Literally, yep.
Nip it in the butt. All right. American Idol also in the news. They are back. Remember, we all cried American Idol was over. Well, that was so 2 years ago because American Idol is now returning, and they've set their official return date on ABC, not Fox, ABC for March 11th. The original host, Ryan Seacrest, broke the news on Live with Kelly and Ryan on Monday morning, and Judge Katy Perry confirmed it on Instagram a short time later via kind of a moody Star Wars-style portrait of a smiling Ryan with the new three-judge panel, which also includes Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan. Auditions for the reboot have been taking place around the nation for the past 3 months. There were 23 stops, and the premiere episode will be a two-hour show beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Idol finished its original run on Fox April of 2016 because some of the ratings are starting to sag, and there's a lot of competition coming from The Voice. Well, now American Idol thinks they can do it again and compete with The Voice. Now they'll be on ABC. Of course, the sounds of Luke Bryan, who is going to be one of the judges, and seems to be having some fun with it. The Killers also in music news today, ladies. The Killers, Imagine Dragons, they're among Vegas shooting benefit headliners. The Killers and Imagine Dragons are headlining a benefit concert next month to help the victims of the shooting at an outdoor music festival in Las Vegas. Organizers on Tuesday announced some of the performers of the December 1st concert, which will be held at T-Mobile Arena. Scheduled to participate are Boyz II Men, magician David Copperfield, Penn and Teller, the magicians, they're fun, and of course, lots of Cirque du Soleil performers. They have several shows going on now in Las Vegas. Tickets for this event go on sale Wednesday, and prices range from $75 to $125. Proceeds will benefit the Las Vegas Victims Fund. And ladies, I'm going to actually be in Las Vegas this weekend, so
ooh,
for that weekend. I know, you think maybe I should buy some tickets to this event?
Well, you know, I love that Imagine Dragons and the Killers are, that's their hometown. Vegas is their hometown. And so that's great that they're giving back to their hometown. I am not really a fan of either of these bands. However, I have seen Imagine Dragons live. They are a phenomenal act live. So, and then when you throw in Boyz II Men, I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Great lineup, totally. Especially when you have some of the best of Las Vegas strip action. I mean, and I don't mean strip action, but magicians, Cirque du Soleil, that sort of thing. It should be fun. 28 minutes past the hour, it's the DJ B Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
It is the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is on vacation. Be back tomorrow. And ladies, a bit of sad news in the sports department, and maybe even extending from the sports department. Roy Halladay, who was a former Major League Baseball star pitcher, he was killed in a Florida plane crash. This story is so tragic.
Yeah.
Roy Halladay, who won 2 Cy Young Awards and more than 200 Major League Baseball games during his career, died on Tuesday in a plane crash off the coast of Florida. He was only 40 years old. The only person on a 2-seater plane that crashed just off Halladay on Florida's Gulf Coast near Tampa, kind of north of the Tampa Bay area. This was a single-engine plane, an Icon A5, that crashed in very shallow water and was found upside down. A 911 call, he came in about noontime, 12.06 p.m. Eastern time, saying that a small plane had crashed. There were no distress calls, according to the sheriff's office. Holiday pitched parts of 16 seasons in the major leagues, the first 12 with the Toronto Blue Jays. He won the Cy Young for the Jays in 2003 when he went 22-7 with a 3.25 ERA. He led the American League with 9 complete games. Now, I know Roy Halladay when he joined the Philadelphia Phillies, ladies. He gave the Dodgers the what for. I am a Dodger fan, true and true, and the Dodgers had such a problem with the Philadelphia Phillies under the great pitching of Roy Halladay. He won another Cy Young with them there in his first year with the team. He'll be eligible for the National Baseball Hall of Fame in 2019. And you can bet that he will be a Hall of Famer. Definitely had that in the cards for him. The NTSB is investigating the crash, and according to the website of the Federal Aviation Administration, the certification for the plane was issued on Monday. So that means that the aircraft was brand new. Icon A5s are considered to be light. They are amphibious airplanes that they can land on water or land. They have folding wings, and they can be transported by trailers. In May, there was a crash of an A5 in California that killed both people on board. And the NTSB ruled pilot error was the cause there. So we'll be getting more information. But a really sad day for baseball, a sad day for all of us when you have the loss of life for such a talented guy at just 40 years old in a brand new plane. It just it breaks your heart.
Yeah, and on social media yesterday, the tributes were just pouring out. The Blue Jays and the Philadelphia Phillies both issued official statements just saying that they were devastated and shocked. He hasn't been, how long has he been retired for? Not that long,
right? Not
very
long, no.
Yeah, and so, of course, all of his, you know, friends and player and fellow players issued tributes to. It's just such a sad thing. These planes, I mean, I love flying places, but, like, I would never want to fly myself. And when you see these, like, sort of experimental-type planes like this one seems to be, with a folding wing and things like that, that you can, you know, transport them around on a trailer, I don't know, that just doesn't scream safety to me anyway.
I have a real problem with the small planes to begin with. I mean, even when you are flying someplace out of a real airport, a regional airport maybe, and you get on those little planes that have 10 or 20 seats on them, it just, there's something about it, and I know that they're perfectly safe, and there's a lot of people who are flying enthusiasts who will say, no, they're fine. Those little planes fly every day, and they do. But there's something so, I don't know, watching these little planes, especially one where you're the only person on board, that's your only backup, it just... not for me, but a lot of people like to do that, and sadly, maybe the risk is just as good as the reward, so... All right, also going on in sports news, ESPN did their 30 for 30 documentary, and they focused on Ric Flair, who is a former professional wrestler. He's a wrestling legend, really. People call him the Nature Boy, and he's also someone who's been getting a lot of attention lately because he was hospitalized. The people thought he was going to die. His daughter, who's currently a WWE wrestler, flew home to be with her dad because he was in really bad shape. Well, he recovered, and he's back, and he's telling his story, and the Nature Boy claims that his story involves sleeping with more than 10,000 women. He said he drank 10 beers and 5 cocktails a day for over 20 years.
Yeah. Oh, my. Well, that explains all the health problems then that he had. I think they had to put him in a medically induced coma for a while.
They did. And he had this, he had a cardiac condition that his cardiologist said was made worse by his alcohol consumption. Now, Ric Flair has been married 4 times, said that his public persona intertwined with his private life. And you can imagine how this would happen. Wrestlers are on the road almost every day of the week, every day of the month, every day of the year. They travel like 290-something days of the year. It resulted in him sleeping with more than 10,000 women during his lifetime and resulted in a strong alcohol addiction. He said he used to consume as many as 10 beers and 5 alcoholic cocktails a day for decades while traveling from show to show. He remembers telling a psychiatrist that he drank at least 10 beers and probably 5 mixed drinks every day, to which the medical professional replied saying, "That's not possible." He responded saying, "I work every day. I drink a beer in the car. I get to the hotel and I drink vodka." He recalled his relationship with the psychiatrist. He said, "By the time I got through with that son of a blank, he was laying on the couch and I was in the chair talking to him."
I mean, it's not, it's funny, but it's, yeah, it's not funny to laugh
yeah,
at the
issues,
but
yeah, I feel like there is a, how do I say this? When you drink that much alcohol a day, or just in general, sometimes things don't work anymore when you drink that much alcohol, and so I'm just wondering how that affected him being able to sleep with that many women. Like, at some point, it
probably started
like,
with the women and ended with the booze, maybe.
I guess. I don't know. I guess that's how you get over hangovers, too, is you can't ever have a hangover if you're just drunk every single day.
So he, yeah. did anyone ever, I mean, I don't follow wrestling, but did anyone ever suspect him of being drunk while he was,
no.
While he was in a match?
I will tell you, this is when they say a wrestling legend, mm-hmm. Ric Flair was practically perfect in the ring. I mean, he'd come out there and he was the nature boy. He'd be styling and profiling and screaming his woos as he was going around the ring. I mean, you would have never imagined any of this. Mm-hmm. And so it's particularly shocking to me when you think about the stress already. First of all, these wrestlers, especially when he was wrestling every day on the circuit, they didn't do a lot of air travel. They would travel to big cities, and then they would get in a car, and they would drive city to city to city. So he would be driving around a lot. In the ring, every single day of the week, they probably only have, like, two nights a week off, because they would be wrestling shows probably Wednesday through Sunday, I would imagine. Every single night, a new city, a new match, and you're just getting your body pummeled by your opponent. Now, you usually have the same opponent, so you'd probably get into a rhythm show after show and night after night. But still, that takes a, I mean, your body just takes a beating. And then, if after those shows, you're going out and drinking 15 drinks a night and sleeping with 10,000 women, he really is lucky to be alive. He even talked about it. This alcohol addiction of his, you know, again, I mentioned this caused him to be sick. I mean, this made his cardiac condition worse. Doctors told him he had a 20% chance to survive. He said, now I wouldn't even begin to think about drinking. He said, if you ever hear that I'm out drinking again, come up to me and say, Rick, you dummy, you deserve whatever you get.
Yeah.
And he was just on Celebrity Wife Swap with Rowdy Roddy Piper before Rowdy Piper actually died just about a year ago. They swapped lives on Celebrity Wife Swap. And he would go out every single night. He'd drink in bars, and he would buy the entire bar drinks all night long. Wow. So not only was he ailing as far as his health goes, but he also lost a ton of money because of this partying lifestyle where he thought he had to be the one to go out and buy all those drinks.
Well, I want to go take a nap for this guy's sake. Like, I'm so exhausted from all of the stats that you mentioned. I just feel like we all need to go take a 2-year nap for this guy.
Yeah.
Maybe he should take a 2-year nap.
It seems like he's trying to slow down, so that's good news if he has stopped drinking. Hopefully, I actually DVR'd this 30 for 30, so hopefully over the weekend I'll be able to catch up on the life of Ric Flair. A lot of people participating, a lot of big wrestling names participating in the documentary. So Ric Flair, a lucky guy. If you see him out there, you give him a pat on the back, like you said, you tell him.
Don't buy him a beer.
Don't buy him a beer. All right, Florida State banning sororities and fraternities. We'll tell you why. It's 43 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. For the 10th year in a row, Applebee's restaurants will honor U.S. veterans and active duty military with a complimentary dine-in meal at any one of nearly 1,800 Applebee's restaurants nationwide on Veterans Day. Applebee's has donated more than 8.3 million free meals to veterans and active duty military since beginning the program in 2008, and Applebee's restaurants nationwide expect to serve nearly 1 million more free meals this Veterans Day. On Saturday, November 11th, any guest with proof of military service will receive a free meal from a special Veterans Day menu featuring 7 of Applebee's signature dishes, including the American Standard Burger, Fiesta Lime Chicken, and Butcher's Meat and Potatoes. This annual event is just one of the many ways that Applebee's franchisees nationwide honor our American heroes and give back to their communities. To learn more about how your local Applebee's supports veterans year-round, or to view the full Veterans Day menu, visit applebees.com/veterans.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A focus on your health, because we love you here at the DJV Show, and we want you to feel good just like we do every single day. And that is it, you know, because, ladies, we're not getting any younger. I mean, let's be honest. We are all aging. The only thing that we have that is for certain is that we're all getting a little bit older with every minute that ticks away on the clock. And as we age, we notice that our bodies change, too. I know that I've noticed it. I have less energy. I felt more fatigued. That is until I found Super Beats. I learned that this feeling of fatigue came because of a decrease in circulation. I found out that if I start giving my body what it actually needs now, that I can promote natural, healthy circulation and keep on feeling great, even as time ticks by. That's why I drink Super Beats. Victoria does. Kara does. We all drink Super Beats because it promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy and stamina all day long. Only Super Beats is made from beets grown to exacting standards, then concentrated into superfood crystals. These things are awesome. If you want to give your body what it needs as you age, call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. 800-655-4183, DougLikesBeats.com. With your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beats. It's free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beats is working for you, and you get free shipping. So cool. So call 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com today, and you'll be on board with what Victoria and Kara and I already know. It does really get the juices flowing, gets you cranked up in the morning, gives you some energy, and gets that circulation moving. So Super Beats, DougLikesBeats.com. All right, Florida State in the news today, ladies. They just banned Greek life on campus. The move came after a freshman pledge died this past Friday. He was found unresponsive the morning after a house party, and police said that alcohol might have been involved. On Monday, another FSU frat member was arrested for selling cocaine. So these two incidences prompted the university to pull the plug on Greek life. The FSU president said that a new normal for Greek life is needed if they're going to bring Greek back. In the meantime, a ban has been issued for all sororities and all fraternities. And this isn't the first time we've heard these stories where, as part of a hazing process, kids are dying or getting so sick from over-consuming alcohol or drugs or whatever it might be. This isn't obviously the whole problem on college campuses, but certainly it's worth the look at, that's for sure.
Yeah, was that Penn State earlier this year where the news came out that that teenage boy had died and basically the other guys in the frat had left him like on the couch and on the floor and his vomit
stepping
and
over
blood
him,
for like 10 hours before anyone called anyone.
Ugh.
It's just, it's horrifying. And, at least if they bring frats back, I hope that they take this opportunity to kind of like look through the system and put, I don't know, other things in place to make sure that nothing like this ever happens. Like, you know, just put like a chaperone or five in each of the frat houses so they can have parties, but not to this extent because it's ridiculous. Nothing like this should ever happen.
But the problem is, yeah, and that does make sense, but the problem is as soon as you put a chaperone in, then these are kids who are drinking underage, so then the alcohol isn't going to be at the party, so they're going to have to come up with other locations for the party. So it's, yeah, I mean, Florida State is such a big university. A friend of mine went there, and she loved it, and she was in a sorority, and she just had a great time there. But, you know, to pull the plug on the whole thing at FSU, that's a really big deal. We may see other universities following this.
Yeah, it is a big deal, and it does seem to be maybe the trend that other campuses will go in because it seems these kids are just out of control. A party's a party, but some of this stuff gets really, really extreme. It is the DJV Show at 50 minutes past the hour.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
That music can only mean one thing, that our friend Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here with us to talk about all things pets. And when I say all things pets, I don't mean just cats and dogs. This guy has owned pigs, goats, lizards. Have you ever owned a kangaroo?
I have not owned a kangaroo.
No. Okay. What's the other? What other wild, crazy animal have you owned that we have not hit on here?
Oh God! I've owned pigs. A weasel.
A weasel.
I had a pet weasel and hermit crabs.
That's and
a few snakes.
All right, so it's 53 past the hour on the DJV show. It's Kara, Rich, and Victoria here, along with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. And kind of talk a little bit about, in the news, we always hear, when we hear people who have perpetrated these atrocities, like the shooting in Texas this past week, that there are usually warning signs. And some of those warning signs are animal cruelty. And Warren has worked with police a lot and with animals a lot and can help us identify some of those signs. Warren?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting because almost every major murder case in this country or around the world started out with that person abusing animals. I mean, if you go down the list of Boston Strangler, every single one. And as you know, I served as a peace officer for the state of New York for many years investigating animal abuse. And it never ceased to amaze me when you found someone who was abusing animals, they also had the ability or the background that they've abused people as well. Interesting case, though. The Washington Post came out with this. The suspect that shot the people at the church in Texas started beating the dog with his fists, punching the dog in the head and chest. A deputy wrote in the incident report he could not hear the suspect yelling at the dog, and while he was striking it, the dog was yelping and whining. Listen to this. The suspect then picked up the dog by the neck into the air, threw it onto the ground, and then drug him away. Can you believe that this person was not reported? And here's the bottom line. You know, and this is interesting, Rich. Veterinarians got a note from the American Veterinary Medical Association not that long ago saying that if they have signs of abuse with an animal coming into their office, they should report it directly to the police departments because it's so indicative, if you abuse an animal, the ability to abuse people. So what you really need to do, if you see someone abusing a dog, I confront them. I don't say that you do, but call the police, call the authorities, but say something because it's not only for that dog.
Yeah.
If they're abusing that dog, they're going to graduate and ultimately wind up abusing kids and people as well.
So is one of the problems, I mean, you were a police officer, is one of the problems that police don't take these signs seriously?
Yeah, they're so busy doing other things, they don't, really don't take them seriously, and they don't know what to look for. You know, I think that's what the separation is. You know, I was a peace officer specifically for the League for Animal Protection, so this was what I would do. So if there was incidents or abuse cases, the police department would call me to investigate it. So they're so busy doing things, and they don't really have the training. Thank God now they're getting it. You know, we hear these stories about police shooting a dog here and there. Thank goodness police are getting training on handling this now. But the bottom line is, if there's a child, if you're a teacher, if you're a minister, if you're a rabbi, if you're a neighbor, and you see a child or even an adult abusing an animal, almost in every single incident, if they abuse an animal, they have the ability to abuse people. So something needs to be done. See something, say something, bottom line.
So if a parent is out there and they see one of their kids, you know, not being nice to their animals, how can they... What are some things that they can do to help kind of get those kids to be a little bit more compassionate and loving with those animals?
Depending on the degree of abuse, if it's, you know, the little baby crawling on the ground that's pulling a dog's
sure,
tail,
yeah,
you know,
right.
You deal with that.
Right.
But if you notice a child hitting a dog or abusing a dog or doing worse, bottom line is that child needs some help because that aggression is obviously there for a reason and starting with animals and it's going to grow. So if you notice your child or another child, and I know it's difficult if you have a friend's child, but I would say something. Listen, you know, you might want to take a look at your relationship or the relationship your child has with your dog or cat. There's a problem there, and it can grow into something that's much, much worse.
Yeah, that's fascinating because it likely is a sign of possibly something you are doing that is frustrating that child, and they're taking out that frustration on the animal.
Well, in other words, if you are the type of family where everyone in the family is telling the child what to do, what to do, what to do, and then that child says, well, you know, the only thing that I have to talk to is my dog or cat, and the dog or cat isn't listening to them, that can provoke a certain amount of anger on the kid's part. So it's important, and I say this to everyone, when a dog or cat is involved in a family where there are pets, it's important for the entire family to sit down and understand what the pet is supposed to do, what the pet's not supposed to do, and if you notice any cruelty, you got to act right away.
Absolutely. All right, 30 seconds we got left. I have pugs, Warren.
That's kind of a dog.
Yeah, it's kind of a dog. One of them is going slowly blind, corneal issues. What can you feed dogs to help them with their eye health?
You know, there's some new products on the market containing, I think it's called Lupin. I'm not real positive about that. What I would do in your case, and that sounds crazy, I would actually take them to see a veterinary ophthalmologist.
Yeah, been there. Done that.
And did he prescribe anything?
Yes. Yeah, we'll see if it works. So.
All right, well, if not, I'm going to do some research for you as well, Rich.
All right, thank you. But feed them carrots in the meantime.
Carrots,
all right, there it is. Thank you, Warren. It's the Pet Show with Warren Eckstein at 58 past.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.